Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Daily News, where we give you the news you need, the conversations you want, and the positivity the world needs more of. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good Tuesday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Conversations Daily News. Glad you all could be with us. We, of course, have your news headlines coming up on this Tuesday. Have a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Have Music More Artist of the Week, Teddy Swims. And in today's entertainment spotlight, you're part of my conversation with best-selling author Fa'apele Hunkin. She'll be talking about the one-year anniversary of her book, Heart of a Warrior. Enjoy today's broadcast. For Conversations Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your Tuesday headlines. In national news, attacks at U.S. medical centers show why healthcare is one of the nation's most violent fields. Word spread through an Oregon hospital last month that a visitor was causing trouble in the maternity ward, and nurses were warned the man might try to abduct his partner's newborn. Hours later, the visitor opened fire, killing a security guard and sending patients, nurses, and doctors scrambling for cover. The shooting at Legacy Good Samaritan Medical Center in Portland was part of a wave of gun violence sweeping through U.S. hospitals and medical centers, which have struggled to adapt to the growing threat. Such attacks have helped make healthcare one of the nation's most violent fields. Data shows American healthcare workers now suffer more non-fatal injuries from workplace violence than workers in any other profession, including law enforcement. Healthcare workers don't even think about that when they decide they want to be a nurse or doctor, but as far as actual violence goes, statistically, healthcare is 4 or 5 times more dangerous than any other profession, says a former police officer who focuses on healthcare and workplace violence as a security consultant in Florida. Other industries outpace healthcare for overall danger, including death. Similar shootings have played out in hospitals across the country. In more national news, ex-Minneapolis police officer unrepentant as he gets nearly 5 years in George Floyd killing. Tal, the last former Minneapolis police officer convicted in state court for his role in the killing of George Floyd, did not show any repentance or admit any wrongdoing as he was sentenced Monday to 4 years and 9 months in prison. Tal had previously testified that he merely served as a human traffic cone when he held back concerned bystanders who gathered as former officer Derek Chauvin knelt on Floyd's neck for 9.5 minutes while the man pleaded for his life on May 25, 2020. A bystander video captured Floyd's fading cries of "I can't breathe." Floyd's murder touched off protests worldwide and forced a national reckoning of police brutality and racism. At his sentencing hearing, Tal said he never intended to hurt anyone that day. He spoke at length about his growth as a Christian during his 340 days behind bars, but denied any responsibility for Floyd's death. In rambling remarks full of biblical references, he drew parallels with the sufferings and false accusations endured by Job and Jesus. "I did not commit these crimes," Tal said. "My conscience is clear. I will not be a Judas or join a mob in self-preservation or betray my God." The judge who found Tal guilty in May of aiding and abetting second-degree manslaughter said he would have liked to have heard some kind of repentance from Tal on Monday. "After 3 years of reflection, I was hoping for a little more remorse, regret, acknowledgement of some responsibility, and less preaching," he said. In more national news, judge tosses Trump's defamation suit against writer who won sexual abuse lawsuit against him. A federal judge tossed out former President Donald Trump's countersuit against the writer who won a sex abuse lawsuit against him, ruling Monday that Trump can't claim she defamed him by continuing to say that she was not sexually abused but raped. The ruling shuts down, at least for now, Trump's effort to turn the legal tables on E. Jean Carroll, who won a $5 million judgment against him in May and is pursuing her own defamation suit against him. Trump's attorney said his lawyers would appeal the flawed decision to dismiss his counterclaim. Carroll's lawyer said she was pleased with the ruling and looking ahead to a trial scheduled in January of next year in her defamation suit with concerns a series of remarks Trump has made in denying her sexual assault allegations. In more national news, actor Mark Margolis, murderous drug kingpin on Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul, dies at 83. Veteran character actor Mark Margolis, who had a breakout role as a mobster in Scarface, but became best known decades later for his character on TV's Breaking Bad, has died. The actor died last week at Mount Sinai Hospital in New York City following a short illness, according to a statement from his son. Margolis was nominated for an Emmy in 2012 for Outstanding Guest Actor in Breaking Bad. Much of his character's backstory later played out on Better Call Saul, the prequel in which he guest starred from 2016 to 2022. And finally, in business news, Wall Street rises to regain momentum after last week's lull. stocks climbed on Monday as Wall Street regained momentum, following a pause in its big rally for the year so far. The S&P 500 was 0.8% higher in late trading to recover about a third of its loss from last week. That was its first losing week in four and just its third in the last 12. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 404 points, or 1.2%. The Nasdaq Composite was 0.4% higher. The stronger-than-expected reports helped offset a 5.1% drop for Tyson. The company's results for the latest quarter fell far short of analyst expectations, and Tyson said it would close four chicken facilities as it tries to cut costs. Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. It's now time for a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Enjoy. Good Tuesday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Words I Choose to Live By. Nothing good ever happens when you try to be a bystander in your life. In order to see things happen, you must be willing to get in the game and do the work necessary to win. So let's go do it. Have an amazing Tuesday. Teddy Swims is our Artist of the Week. This week, here's his new single, Lose Control, right here on Conversations Daily News.
Something's got a hold on me lately, though I don't know myself anymore. Feels like the walls are all closing in and the devil's knocking at my door. Whoa, out of my mind, how many times did I tell you I'm no good at being alone? Yeah, it's taking a toll on me, trying my best to keep from tearing the skin off my bones. Don't you know I'm losing control when you're not next to me? I'm falling apart right in front of you. Can't you see I'm losing control when you're not next to me? Yeah, you're breaking my heart, baby. You made a mess of me. Problematic. Problem is, I want your body like a fiend, like a bad habit. Try to break when I'm with you. Yeah, I know I can do it on my own, but I want that real full moon, black magic, and it takes two. Problematic. Problem is, when I'm with you, I'm an addict, and I need some relief. My skin and your teeth, can't see the forest through the trees, got me down on my knees.
Part of my conversation coming up with Kelly Hunkin in today's entertainment spotlight. Stay with us, you're listening to Conversations Daily News. For Conversations Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with entertainment spotlight. Fata Kelly Hunkin joined me on Conversations Live, the radio show, yesterday to talk about the one-year anniversary of her book, Heart of a Warrior. Here's a bit of our conversation. Kelly, welcome back to the broadcast. Glad to speak with you again.
Yes, thank you so much, sir. Thank you for having me again. It's always a pleasure, but it's a true blessing for me to always, you know, be a part of your journey.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Well, look, a big time for you, again, celebrating the one-year anniversary of your book, Heart of a Warrior. First of all, what has that been like for you, Pele, to think about not only this past year, but also the impact this book has been able to make?
Wow. Thank you for the question, Cyrus. It has been absolutely an amazing journey. I call my journey a breathtaking journey because it literally has been taking my breath away. But I, you know, first and foremost, I always want to give God all the honor, praise, and glory because it was only His love, mercy, and grace that got me, got you, got all of us here this far. So, yeah, it has been great. The greatest thing for me is the lives, the souls, the relationships, you know, the bond with the people who have read the book and who have been inspired, who have been touched. That's the greatest thing for me, you know, and to know that God has been, you know, the true inspiration behind Heart of a Warrior is what got Heart of a Warrior here today. So, yes, it's been great, Cyrus, and to have great people like you and all the good people that God has blessed me with, you know, to help me, you know, with my journey, I want to say thank you.
Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. We thank you all for tuning in to this edition of Conversations Daily News. We'll have guests on tomorrow's more news, message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By, meet with my artist of the week, Teddy Swim, and of course, the entertainment spotlight. Until then, ever have Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Daily News today. Then let's go make today amazing. Take care.